万圣节呢，通常一般人最喜欢装扮的是像鬼怪啊、妖精啊、僵尸这些。那他们最主要的工作就是要吓人，街上吓人，或者呢，他们会走在街上啊，然后会跟人家要糖果，或者是在一些派对上面跟大家要糖。
The autumn harvest pumpkin, as you know, is a favorite symbol, and this is a plastic one, which was easier and lighter. But this would be carved out at the center, and a light shines from within.
在冬天秋收之后呢，的南瓜就是也是万圣节它一个非常显著的象征。那通常这个南瓜呢就会摆在外面，然后由中心把里面的一些籽啊、一些渣的东西把它挖出来，然后中间会放一个灯，然后灯从里面亮出来。
It's believed that Halloween, this holiday, derives from a Celtic festival of Samhain, when Celts believed that the border between this world and the other world became thin, allowing spirits, both harmless and harmful, to pass through. The scary costumes and hats were designed to ward off the harmful spirits, saving oneself from harm.
万圣节的由来是从大不列颠帝国那个时候的一个凯尔特文化辗转流传下来的。那在万圣节这一天呢，这个凯尔特文化的人认为说，这个世界跟另外一个世界中间的一个隔阂，那一天会特别的薄弱，所以另外一个世界的一些精灵啊、鬼怪啊，不管是好的或者是坏的，都可以在今天可以从这个地方渡到这个人间。那至于为什么要穿这些可怕的衣服呢？衣服的目的是要吓退、阻吓这些妖精鬼怪的，然后让自己不要受到伤害。
The imagery of Halloween has been drawn from and elaborated in, as you know, horror literature and movies.
万圣节的一些影像跟这个传统在很多的电影跟文学里面都有不断的被阐述，不断的在研发。
Now, what could all this crazy Halloween costume parade possibly have anything to do with the Buddha Dharma and the practices we cultivate at the Chan Center? What? Halloween? What?
那万圣节呢？这个奇怪的传统，还有这些游行啊什么的。这个跟我们在禅宗去学到的还有佛法到底有什么关联呢？不是很奇怪吗？有什么关联呢？
I would like to suggest that if we really think about who we are deeply on a daily basis, if we really think about who we are and who we aren't, that we will see that we really are and we all have in fact haunted minds, that our minds are haunted by thoughts and desires and fears of the past and future that occupy us and spook us, that's a hard word to translate, and scare us and daily affect our lives and those around us.
所以我个人认为，事实上我们如果很诚恳的往自己的内心去看，然后很诚恳的去思考我们是什么，我们是谁，我们又不是什么，那在这个过程中呢，我们会渐渐的发现说，事实上我们每个人都有一个心魔，都被心魔掩住了，那我们的心随时都是被我们很多的思想、思虑、欲念、恐惧，然后这些恐惧呢，我们会恐惧未来，恐惧过去，都被这些思想每天被吓住了，然后这些恐惧啊、欲念的思想影响了我们每一天的生活。
In fact, even in the ancient lore of the Chan tradition, one brand of mind state that we frequently traffic in leads us to a characterization in that ancient writing in the sutras as a hungry ghost. We can read Venerable Yen Chun's description of the 18 hells and three evil destinies of hungry ghosts, which put us in a scene from any Hollywood director's horror movie. Torch mouths, needle mouths, vial mouths, etc. And in fact, adding, there was a great poster for this talk on the website that showed this thin, scary person with a hair like mine, I don't know, and perfect image. So again, the question you might be asking, what could these hellish depictions have to do with us in America on Halloween in 2010?
事实上呢，根据一些禅宗的，还有一些以前的佛法、佛教上面的一些故事，我们很能够看到说，其实我们的思想很多时候，我们的心是处在一个恶鬼的状态中。如果你有读过应顺导师他对十八层地狱还有三恶道的形容的话。 觉得很清楚的，觉得说，哎，他的形容事实上跟很多好莱坞电影里面的，的一些影像是有重叠的，比如说血门大口啦，然后牙齿是很尖很细，像针一样的，或者是，嘴巴很大很大，那这些影像都是跟好莱坞的一些影像是有重叠的，那或许。 那他刚刚又另外加说，在网络上有一个关于今天的这个演讲的一个文宣，上面画的呢就是一个很细很瘦的女人，然后长长的白头发。那看了这些影像，会觉得说，那这些又怎么样跟今天美国2010年的万圣节有任何的关联呢？佛法跟万圣节是有什么关系？
I believe that the concept of haunting really vividly describes the self, or the ego, to use Western psychotherapeutic and psychoanalytic language, and that without the intervention of Chan meditation practice, this self rules us and our minds day in and day out without interruption.
我认为 我们之前说的被眼住的一个心魔，这个事实上是跟我们的自我是有很大的关系的。那如果说没有透过禅法的禅修的话呢，我们的心会一直被没有办法从这个地方，从这种状态中解脱出来。
The thought stream we experience in our minds is a constant commentary on the past, on the present, and the future that keeps us company, a non-stop voiceover narration, a friend in the head, a constant companion.
其实在我们的思想的思绪里面呢，不断不断的都有一个声音一直陪伴着我们，这个声音呢会对我们的所作所为做出各种的评价。 然后不断不断地告诉我们一些讯息。
This ghost self steals our mind and existence from us, taunting at us and tempting us into all sorts of momentary pleasures and ambitions, haunting every waking moment, making us unhappy and dissatisfied no matter how much wealth, success, and freedom we seem to have acquired. These vexations have often been referred to as robbers in Chan lore, as they rob us of our equanimity, our focus, and our wisdom.
那这个声音呢，实际上是一个心魔。这个心魔，它阻挡了我们实际上的体验每一分钟的生活。 它这个心魔呢，常常会告诉我们啊，我们应该要享受一下，然后常常会告诉我们一些讯息，让我们对现在的生活充满着 不满足感，不管说我们是已经累积了多少的财富，累积了多少的成功，跟还有生活能够享受多少的自由，可是这个心魔一直告诉我们说不满足不满足。那在禅宗的故事里面呢，常常讲这个心就像盗匪一样，这个盗匪阻挡我们，让我们没有办法能够实施佛教里面说的大悲心，然后没有办法心有能够凝聚，然后能够让智慧展现出来。
This voice track, what we call in film soundtrack, only ceases in intensive meditation practice, where a more profound, silent, speechless, direct connection and integration with the world as a whole is experienced. Okay?
这个声音唯一能够让它停下来的方式就是在精进的禅修里面。那在精进禅修中，我们能够体验到一种更为巨大的安静安详，然后让我们能够将自己的小我放下，然后跟这个世界能够连接在一起。
This disappearance and dissolution of what I'm calling the ghost self reveals, as it dissipates, what we term the Buddha mind, the mind of wisdom and equanimity. Okay.
当这个心魔能够渐渐的脱落的时候呢，我们就能够体验到
Buddha mind,
佛心。那佛心它事实上是充满着智慧跟充满着大悲心的。
The Buddha mind is our basic operating system, but it is obscured by all the trivial pursuits we engage in. And these trivial pursuits are prompted by the ghost self.
我们的佛心事实上是我们基本，就像电脑一样，它是我们的基本的处理系统。可是呢，因为有心魔的关系，所以我们它这个系统没有办法顺利的进行，顺利的 operate。那这个心魔呢，它促使着我们每天去追求一些事实上是非常无关紧要的一些小事情，然后阻止了这个大悲心，这个佛心的展现。
Was it clear that like the operating systems on our computers?
Yes.
No, okay, good. What does this constant stream of thoughts actually rob us of? This constant stream of thoughts, our constant companion, our vexations, rob us of the most precious thing we really have. The richness and riches of the present moment, which, as I've spoken these words, has already rapidly become the past.
这个心魔，这个不断不断没有停歇下来的这个声音，它到底阻止了我们做什么事情？到底对我们造成了什么样的伤害呢？这个声音，这个心魔，它事实上让我们没有办法好好的体会每一个当下，体会每一个当下里面，其实它是非常的丰富，非常的，是非常非常的丰富的。可是因为这个声音的关系，让我们没有办法去体验当下。事实上，当我在讲这些话的时候，每一个当下就不断不断的已经过去了。
I can give you a good example from my own.Ample vexational morass. I signed up to give this lecture, right? And thoughts about what I should say occurred to me here and there. But as the calendar turned and October arrived, I could see my mind gearing up for a little anxiety, a little fear, a little dread. Because I like singing, Oh my God, what am I going to say? A talk at the John Center for an hour and a half. I'm sharing with you my own idiocies, free. But, okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to do the same bit.
Okay, no. They get the point.
I'm just kidding. 比如说以我自己来说吧，我就跟你们分享一下我这个充满烦恼的，我自己这个充满烦恼的心的状态。当初我就是我说好了，说我今天会来做这个演讲，然后时间越来越逼近了，我就一直开始在担心说我到底要讲些什么呢，我到底要讲些什么呢。那有的时候呢，有一些不同的 idea 从这边跟那边都会想到一些不同的思绪。可是十月越来越逼近了，我就可以开始感觉到我自己越来越焦躁，越来越有一点点恐惧，然后担心说我到底要讲什么，我都不知道要讲什么，我怎么敢当初跟人家说好要在禅中心讲一个半小时的演讲呢？
The solution?I sat down that very day and wrote it out. No sense wasting all that time between then and now thinking about what I might say. Or I take the Nike motto as my Dharma mantra. Just do it.
唯一的方法，唯一的解决的方法呢，就是事实上，当我感觉到自己越来越焦躁的时候，我当天就坐下来，然后把这今天整个演讲都写了下来。事实上花了那么多时间在焦虑恐惧上面是完全没有用的，不是吗？我有一个运动鞋体育用品的牌子叫做 Nike， 那他们的一个model
a slogan in Chinese
saying
一个标语，他们一个广告的标语就是说做就对了。那我认为这个对我来说是最有用的。
When you realize that you have this voice in your head, it's really, why do we have this voice in our head and how can we get rid of it? How can we rid ourselves of our self-ghost, our thought-ghost, our vexations? What has the power of ghostbusters in the mind?
所以当我们发现说我们的脑子里面、思想里面随时都有这个声音的存在的时候，那接下来的问题就是，那我们要怎么样让这个声音停歇呢？我们要怎么样，就是像那个打鬼特工队一样，把这个心魔赶出去呢？
Chan practice is the ghostbuster of the mind, and we can do it ourselves, as I said. The method is all powerful, and no thought ghost can last long in its laser concentration.Until, that is, we stop practicing. If we stop practicing, even for a moment, up pops the ghost again, haunting and taunting every waking moment.
事实上禅修本身它就是最好的一个打鬼特工队。那这个东西我们事实上能够自己就可以做得到的。那禅修的方法事实上是非常的有力，然后没有任何的心魔能够阻挡这么有力的一个方法。它就像雷射一样，雷射的专注力能够把所有的心魔都赶跑。然后事实上它的效力是一直持续的，除非我们停止打坐，停止禅修。那一旦停止了禅修的话，这个心魔又会跑出来了。
The problem with the thought ghost is that he or she is always thinking back to the past or ahead to the future while the present is lost in the process, ticking away the present as these thoughts of another time and place occupy us.
这个心魔它最大的症结所在就是它不断的瞻前顾后，不断的思前思后，想着未来，想着过去，让我们没有办法专注在每一个当下。
We are constantly mulling over the past, which we find full of regrets, sorrows, anger, frustrations, and disappointments. Was anything ever really as great as we had hoped it would be?
我们不断的沉醉在过去的发生过的事情里面，那我们的思绪常常都是充满着后悔或者是忧伤恐惧， 气愤或者是失望。
Our other mind trap is obsession with the future, while the present is also ticking away. Will I get what I want? How? What if something horrible happens? What if I don't get what I want?
我们另外一个心魔造成的另外一个陷阱就是，我们常常会想着未来。不断地想着未来，那同时一边想着未来呢，事实上现在每一个当下已经从我们的手指间溜过去了。那我们想着未来的时候，都会想着我会不会得到我寄求的那个东西，我要怎么样才能够取得我想要的。那如果说我想要的会不会有任何什么可怕的事情发生，让我没有办法得到我的目标，达到我的目的。那如果说我得不到我想要的，那又要怎么办呢？
The parade of our thoughts about the possibilities of the future, which we can never know until we arrive in the future, has drowned out the present moment as well. The present moment is long gone as we daydream or agonize about the future.
这些思绪，这些想着未来的这些问题，这些想法，事实上它就像一个游行一样在我们的脑子不断地穿梭而过。事实上未来的事情，我们一定要等到未来的事情发生了我们才能够知道。那花了过多的心力在这上面的时候，我们只是在同样的再次的让现在每一个当下从手中溜过。
I'm going to add one little comment. By the way, this doesn't mean that we never plan for the future and just float around in the present. The moment to plan the future might be now, and that would be the work of the present, just to put that in parentheses.
我要再加上一点，就是说，这并不代表说我们永远都不为未来做任何的规划。事实上，你如果说要规划未来的话，那就变成这个规划未来是现在这个当下的功课。所以规划未来是可以的。
I really believe that the main function of our thought self, our thought ghost, is to keep us company.To be our constant companion, to be our constant commentator, our evil twin, as it were. And I am a twin. Apologies to my twin.
我真正的认为说，其实这个心魔，这个思想的鬼吧，这么说，它的真正的功能，只是好像让我们自己觉得有个人在陪伴我们。然后是我他不断地对我们所做的所思想的下注解，然后或者你也可以说他是你的像恶魔似的双胞胎。那事实上呢，文女他说我是一个双胞胎，我有一个双胞胎的姐姐，所以我这么说好像是对，有点对他不起。
We incorrectly believe that we face the world and existence alone, cut off from those around us in a self-exile, an egocentricity of the mind's making.
为什么会需要这一个，我们会需要这个心魔一直陪伴着我们呢？因为我们似乎认为说我们是独立个体的存在，我们跟我们周遭的所有的人都没有什么关系，某种程度的自我放逐，或者认为我是独一无二独立存在的。
Yet, ironically, it is our adherence to our unity with this thought ghost that is keeping us cut off from those around us, making us feel separate, removed, remote.
可是实际上呢，很奇怪的，事实上是我们，因为我们跟着这个心魔，这个思想的鬼，我们一直跟他密不可分，是这个情况才会造成我们认为的自我隔离跟自我放逐。
If we were really able to ignore this thought partner, this thought ghost, this thought twin, we could use our We could use our time to attend to all the rich and miraculous things the world presents to our attention at any one moment. 18 person.
我们如果能够放下这个心魔，然后放下这个思想鬼的话呢，事实上它让我们有更充分、更多的自由，能够专注在每一个当下，然后而且了解到每一个当下，它本身事实上是多么丰富精彩的。
We would find that we are equipped, each one of us, with immensely clear perception and a direct connection to the knowing, to the energy, and to the expanse of the universe.
我们会了解到，事实上，我们每一个人都已经具备了，非常清楚的接受力，然后我们事实上是跟这个世界，还有这个整个气场是连接在一起的。
This connected mind we call the Buddha mind, which is revealed when the ghost mind ceases and desists. Although, of course, actually, it's all one mind.
那这个无边无际的这种心，事实上就是我们所称的佛心。 那这个佛心它的展现是要等到这个心魔慢慢的消退下去的时候，它就自然而然的展现出来了。可是事实上呢，并没有真的所谓的佛心跟心魔，两个都是同样的我们的心。The
ghost mind of vexation throws a veil, or a sheet if you're doing Halloween, over our original mind, so that we cannot see beyond its narrow-minded thoughts, desires, and obsessions.
Boom. 那这个心魔，它充满着烦恼，就似乎是用一层纱、一个床单把我们自己罩住，但我们没有办法超越这些很窄小的思想，还有我们的欲望跟一些技巧的东西的烦恼。
We truly are like the ghosts we will see on the streets tonight, begging for treats and threatening tricks. Our body and head are covered up with a sheet with only a small hole to see, smell, hear, and taste. We can't even touch, for our hands are covered up with a sheet as well.
我们就像我们在街上看得到那些今天装扮起来的鬼一样，走来走去的，然后要跟人家乞讨糖果。我们的心、我们的头都被盖住了，都被这一层床单、这个纱盖住了。我们就一个小小的洞，让我们可以看、可以闻、可以听、跟可以去品尝味道。我们甚至没有办法去触摸，因为我们的手、我们的身体都被这一层障碍所障住了。
How does Chan practice help us defeat this ghost self and liberate the Buddha mind? Let's look at another Halloween icon, the pumpkin, and see how we clear it out and set a light within its empty mind. You take the pumpkin, if you had a real one, you dig it out with a knife or a spoon, all the seeds and strings and stuff on the interior. Those, by the way, are truly the threads and thoughts of the past, which we don't need. As the pumpkin has grown big and the interior of the pumpkin is the remains of its past growth.
那我们要如何才能够击退这个心魔，然后如何才能够体现佛心呢？我们可以用万圣节的另外一个象征，这个南瓜来做个打个比喻。 这个南瓜，你如果有一个真的南瓜的话呢，通常一般的做法是，把它挖个洞，然后在里面把里面的一些渣子，它们的籽都挖出来，然后呢，把灯放在里面。事实上呢，实际上南瓜它的里面的那些籽啊、渣子，就是代表着过去的一些牵绊。 它实际上这个东西它就是过去它成长所残留下来的一些痕迹，那这些东西通通都要清除出去。
When you make a pumpkin for Halloween, we cut eyes, ears, nose, and mouth to open our senses to the world around us, to see things clearly without the veil of ghost thoughts covering and distorting our view and our thoughts, our view of the present, excuse me.
当你要做一个南瓜灯笼的时候呢，你就要把这个南瓜里面清干净之后，再挖个眼睛、耳朵、鼻子、嘴巴，这就行，如同是我们把我们的眼睛、嘴巴都打开了，然后实际上能够体会、看到这个世界上的一切万物，清楚的看到，然后不再被这个心魔他们的这个障碍、这个床单盖住我们的眼睛。
Although symbolically we must place the light of wisdom within the mind of this pumpkin Buddha, in actuality, that light of wisdom already exists within us. It's like a pilot light. The pilot light of wisdom has been lit forever, but obscured or asphyxiated by the ghost veil, the ghost self, the eye of vexation.
在做南瓜灯的时候呢，这些步骤都做完以后，我们会把一个蜡烛放到南瓜它的本身里面，然后把这个灯亮起来。可是实际上呢，以佛法上来说，我们这个灯是本来就存在的，它从来没有消失过，只不过因为心魔的存在，让这个灯似乎看得不清楚或者暗淡下去了。不过这个灯，这个心火，事实上是从来没有离开过的。
That is why we can say so incredibly that we already are a Buddha, that we already have the Buddha mind. It is our basic OS, operating system. But it has been obscured by the habit and force of our constant thoughts and desires. Give the kid a break, and the light of our original wisdom will shine through the veil and burn it up.
这就是为什么我们能够佛经里面都说我们本来都已经具备了佛性，我们本身就已经是佛了。那事实上这个佛心就像电脑一样，事实上是我们这个电脑它本来的操作系统，它本来就是这个样子。不过呢，由于我们的心魔，由于我们一些的习性，让我们这个操作系统没有办法很顺利的操作，所以呢，事实上就让这个心魔休息一下吧，然后让我们自己本身的光跟我们的佛心能够展现出来。
Like a pilot light, the Buddha mind will relight naturally and effortlessly. If we do not continue to snuff it out with the weight of our thoughts and desires.
就像在我们在瓦斯炉点火的时候，它不是有个电点火，本来的那个火是一直存在的。所以事实上，如果我们不用我们的烦恼，一些很多的思想跟欲望，不去把它熄灭的话，这个灯事实上是永远不熄的。
We are constantly refilling our heads with seeds and strings of vexation, dumping them all over the light, snuffing it out, and requiring more meditation to dig them out again and let the pilot light pop into view and into silence.
可是呢，我们通常我们做的，我们是不断的在把这个灯笼里面呢，就把一些纸啊，一些垃圾呢，都再重新丢回去。那就如同说，我们把我们的心在用很多的烦恼盖住一样，那唯一的方法，清除的方法，就是还是透过禅修，才能够把这些烦恼再次清出来，然后让里面的灯能够再次的燃烧起来。
Maybe you're afraid. Will I end up like some empty-headed pumpkin if I continue to practice? Far from it. We can light up the world and pass the flame from one to the other to rekindle the awareness of the Buddha mind in all. We all possess it.
用了这个比喻，或许有些人会听了会觉得害怕，说：“哎，那这样子我是不是就变得像一个脑袋空空的南瓜一样呢？如果说我不断的禅修，到时候脑袋里面什么都没有。”事实上不是这个样子的。如果说我们能够点燃了自己内心的光的话呢，我们能够让整个世界都亮起来，而且我们还能够把这个灯一个一个的传下去。
So this morning on Halloween, I invite you to throw off the ghost veil of vexations, to dig out the pumpkin on your cushion, and enjoy the clarity and vision and joy and connection which only the Buddha mind, our basic operating system, can reveal.
所以今天在万圣节里，我要邀请你们一起来把这一层心魔它带给我们的这个障碍，这一层障，把它掀起来，然后呢，把我们自己心里面的南瓜的一些什么渣子啊，通通清出来。我们坐在蒲团上，就能够把这些渣子通通清出来，然后能够充分的享受，非常清晰的一个心，然后也能够充满喜悦的跟周遭的宇宙通通连接在一起，那这就是我们的佛心。
Each live pumpkin you have seen in the stores this week just needs to be carved out, lit, and set in a window to show the light to all who pass in the darkness of the street. Halloween can recoup its true hallowed nature in the light of Chan practice.
这个礼拜呢，这个月你们看到的很多的这些真的南瓜，他们在店里面，他们所需要的就只是人家把它带回去清洗干净，把里面的渣子清出来，点上灯，然后放在窗户上，就能够在黑暗里面照亮很多很多的人。在万圣节呢，我们能够用这个空的概念，然后再重新点燃我们的禅修。
In the film series we've been having on the second Saturday of every month here at the Chan Center, we've been looking at films that represent in vivid images some of these complex ideas of the Buddha Dharma. Okay.
我们这一个用透过影片来探讨佛法这一个系列，已经是每个月的第二个礼拜，已经进行了一阵子了。然后我们事实上已经看了很多他们用非常鲜明的画面来阐述一些佛法的道理。
I'm going to add. I think in the movies, it's easier to see other people's vexations and what consequences they have than sometimes to see our own vexations in our own lives and their consequences.
在电影里面呢，很多时候看到别人的烦恼跟看到他们一些行为的后果是比较容易看到的，那至于我们在自己的日常生活中，这个反而是不容易看得这么清楚。
So I thought since we've been looking at the movies, I'd show a very short excerpt from a movie about the great Tibetan sage Milarepa, which shows in very dramatic film images his experience of hellish Halloween vexations before his enlightenment experience.
所以今天呢，我想要跟你们分享的是，一部电影是西藏密勒日巴尊者他的一个简短的一个影片，那他事实上充满了非常多的非常鲜明的影像，然后显示出他自己本身经过这个像地狱一般的很多很多的烦恼的状态以后，才终于开悟了，然后得到解脱。
Many Tibetan mandalas and other Buddhist artworks also depict the hydra-headed, scary visions of our torturous hell realm mindsets. These film images will show how persistent these, what we call maras, these mind ghosts are in stealing our mind space, fighting for our attention, and wreaking havoc on our peace of mind. And I hope you'll share some comments with me after this excerpt, which is very big Hollywood, but still interesting.
有非常多的西藏他们的艺术啊，还有一些曼德拉，他们都显示出一些比如说像水蛇、水怪一样非常恐怖的影像，来代表这个像地狱一般的心态。那这些电影呢，这些影像他想要阐述的，事实上就是像这些魔王、这些心魔，他们如何不断不断的要夺取我们的心思，然后要我们给他们注意力，在我们的生活中呢，造出了非常多的混乱及不安。那今天呢，我跟你们分享这个小短片的一个部分。那这个短片事实上是非常非常好莱坞的，比较商业化的，可是还是非常值得观看。那希望在看完之后呢，你能够跟我分享一些你的想法。
Just, it's not a Hollywood movie, I should say. You might have I might have given you that wrong idea. Also, just to say that I'm showing you excerpts, he's just arrived at his new and final teacher and builds himself an isolation meditation realm. And then you shall see.
这个电影事实上并不是好莱坞制片的，所以我刚刚说的或许不是很正确。那给你一点他那个电影里面发生什么事情，就是密勒日巴他刚刚抵达，来到他的最后一个老师的地方，然后正要开始进入闭关。
是。
The light's on you. Thank you.
Oh, that one. I got it right.
So did you see those sakos? Those scary appearances? It's like mind pollution, really. Correct? It's like smoke. It's very unhealthy.
你们刚刚有看到那些心魔吗？心魔就像污染的东西一样，就像那种烟瘴一样，非常的可怕，然后非常的不健康，不是吗？
So although it's probably a little melodramatic, the whole light show and the, but truly our own minds are as crazy and inhabited by fragmented parts of our persons, our personas.
或许呢，电影上显示出来的有一点太过戏剧化了，那些光影啊什么的。不过让我们仔细的想想，事实上我们的心念，一个非常混浊不清，一个片片段段的这个心念，就像那个样子。
Sometimes Buddha Dharma can sound like an obscure esoteric practice unrelated to the mess in our daily minds.
有些时候呢，或许佛法给人家的感觉是，它是一个比较出世的，一个比较不容易理解的一种修行，跟我们日常生活的这些起起伏伏并没有很大的关联。
I'm going to add.In fact, one day as I was crossing a street in Manhattan, not even noticing the traffic and thinking about something 250 miles away, I was thinking, this is crazy. If we see the people on the street who are talking to themselves, and we would say they're crazy, right? I realized at some point, it's no different. The only difference is we're not talking.We're not saying it, but it's happening in our minds. We're a constant bee's nest of bees. We're constant buzzing in our minds.
以我自己做个例子吧。有一天我在曼哈顿走在路上，没有，就是我自己沉浸在我自己的思绪里面。我想的事情是，某些事情发生在250公里以外的事情。跟实际上跟我的周遭的车况啊什么都一点关系都没有。那突然呢，我想到说，哎，这个实在是非常的疯狂。我们有时候在街上会看到一些人呢，看起来好像是已经发疯了，他们不断的喃喃自语。事实上，我们在做的事情跟他们并没有什么两样，唯一的不同可能是我们没有发出声音而已。不过我们的思绪也不在我们的身上，而是不知道跑到哪里去了。
So I challenge each of you this week to notice the ghost thoughts in your mind during the week, but to think of them as no more than leftovers from Halloween. A limp sheet on the floor when the party's over.
所以这个礼拜我要给你们向你们挑战你们在这一个接下来的这个礼拜的时间呢，开始注意自己的心魔，去看看这些我们去开始关照这些我们的思绪。不过呢，也不用太在意他们，就把他们当成是 Halloween 万圣节结束的时候一些残留下来的渣子。或者是就是像一些像刚开一个派对结束的时候留在地上的一些一些的一条床单一样，不用想太多，不过开始去关照你的思绪。
So adding in the movie we saw that after 7 days his mind was occupied with the thoughts of his past, right? His childhood, his mother, etc. And the God, and the teacher said, you've been distracted, you've been thinking about other things, that's why this magical light has not emanated. So, do some more.
在电影里面呢，你没有看到，对不对？他在七天的结束的时候，并没有得到什么神奇的效果的结果，因为他在这七天里面，他的思绪已经被他的过去发生的事情、他的童年、他的母亲这些事情都缠绕住了。所以呢，他的老师在七天结束以后跟他说：“哎，你不可以这样子做下去了，你要继续禅修，可是不可以让思绪跟着这些东西跑。”
Adding.So just like the tarpaulin that has been removed from the shadows of our mind, all of a sudden the light is coming in this room and showing everything in all its corners that we couldn't see before, right?
Well, 另外一个例子就是，比如说像刚刚盖着那一块布刚好被拿掉了，那光线现在能够照进这个房间，让我们看到房间里面我们之前看不清楚的东西。
If we disempower those ghosts by not paying them any attention, they will evaporate into thin air, for they really are just ghosts, illusions created by our own minds, thriving on our attention and disappearing when the attention is gone. When the movie is over, and we can think of our minds as a movie,We're running characters, a personality. Now we have public relations, our Facebook pages. We're telecommunications 24/7. We're running a little media empire about ourselves.
所以我们这些思绪，这些像幽魂一样的思绪呢？事实上，只要我们不给他我们的注意力，他们渐渐的就会蒸发掉了。就像所谓真正，他们就像鬼魂一样。只要不注意他，他们就会渐渐的消失。那就像我们的心呢，也就像一个电影，里面有很多的不同的人物跑来跑去的。那像现在这个社会有网络，有 Facebook， 那我们就好像事实上，绕着我们，围绕着我们自己，我们创造一个小型的，小型的 media，
media empire，
小型的电影王国，就围绕着我们自己在转。
I adding. So.Really, the problem of the self is that we're directing a movie that we like to star in, which is our life, correct? And the point of Chan practice is to question, A, whether that's really the movie you want to star in, and B, how could you perhaps rewrite the movie, get a different screenplay, and be in a different movie, which will have much more importance and depth to it.
The problem of the mind, you said. The problem of the mind.
Of ourselves.
Of the self.
所以另外一个讲法是，是让我们根深蒂固的问题是说，我们到底是不是要照着这个剧本演出这样的一场戏，还是说，如以禅法来讲，我们有没有办法重新另外再写一个剧本，演出另外一场更有深度、更有意义的戏？
Adding. The reason we like movies is that they actually fully occupy our mind and we move into the lives and situations of others and are fully involved in it and our life and its problems dissipate in a sense while we're absorbed in the movie.
为什么我们这么喜欢看电影？因为看电影的时候呢，我们能够把自己的全部的心神都投入在电影里面，然后投入到别人的生活、别人的忧患、别人的一些生命里面的问题。 那在做这个过程中，我们投射的过程中的时候，我们自己本身的问题似乎就不这么的明显，不这么的就渐渐的似乎就不见了。
The movie theater is a lot like a meditation room. When the movie's over, that's it. It's quiet, serene, no more sounds, no more images. We can leave the theater free to live our own lives. And meditation practice can be like that, where we have a method of concentration, not a movie in this case, but our movie of our minds fades out and a new life engaged in the present begins.
所以很多时候禅修就跟在电影院一样，在电影院的时候，当电影结束了，灯光熄灭了，一切都恢复到非常安静平静的状态，然后我们可以离开电影院去好好的过自己的生活。禅修也是一样的，它虽然不是一个电影，可是我们透过禅修的方法，然后让事情都渐渐的归于安静下来，然后在这样的一个过程之后，一个另外一种不一样的光就会展现出来。
So, like a movie theater, when the movie's over, the room is silent and we can leave the theater. We are free, and I invite you to be free to experience the astonishing richness of each lived moment we've been given. And I invite you, when we leave this theater, this room, this spectacle of the Chan Center, that you free yourself and experience more fully this week what each moment holds for us, which we wouldn't even notice happened if we're on our phones all the time.
就像在电影院一样，当电影结束的时候，一切回归于平静。我们离开电影院，然后能够继续好好的过我们的生活。那同样的，我也邀请你在今天这一场演讲结束之后，回到你自己的生活里面的时候，能够好好的体验每一个当下。如果说你不随时不断都是在讲手机的话，那就没有办法体验每一个当下。事实上，当下是非常非常丰富美好的。我邀请你们一起来体验每一个当下。
So.My invitation is, today is Halloween, the end of the month, the end of ghosts, haunted minds, and hungry ghosts. Tomorrow is the next day of the rest of your life.
所以我对你们发出的邀请是，今天是万圣节，一个充满心魔鬼的节日，明天就是另外一天，明天是你下段生命的开始的第一天。
Thank you. Now we could have some discussion if you like.
好的，现在我们开放时间给让大家讨论。
And thank you very much for translating all my crazy ideas. So yeah.
Hi.
You
guys are new to the center for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the understanding of chant practice.
Sure.
So, I wanted to know, you know, what is chant practice in comparison to, like, Zen or something that I've been more exposed to, the Japanese Zen?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know what is chant in comparison to that.
Let me translate the question.
Oh, sure.
Chant practice.
Oh, 这是我第二这是我第二次来到禅中心，那我对这禅法，中国的禅宗禅法还不是很熟悉，我对日本的禅宗有一点点经验，我想要知道这两个之间的差别。
Chan is the Chinese word for Zen, as you know. So, and they derive from a similar historical tradition, but in each country.Of China and Japan, they developed within a culture some different emphases, but we really practice similar practices and methods as they do in Japan, silent illumination, which I believe is Shikantaza,
just sitting. And but the practice is, I mean, we here at the Chan Center, for example, are vegetarian and do not drink alcohol, whereas I believe in the Japanese tradition, because Buddhism has always tried to adapt as much as it, as little as it could, but as much as is necessary to survive in another country. So, for example, I know Japanese people are allowed to eat meat and fish and drink sake. It's the difference between Japanese cooking and Chinese cooking, but it's right, the heat, the materials, and the destination are the same. Sorry,
wow.
I forgot.
That's okay. No, I went on. Let me translate the answer into Chinese first. Thank you.
That.
英文的中文的禅宗是 Chan， 日文的禅宗是 Zen， 事实上这两个是一样的，那唯一的差别，因为禅法跟佛法为了适应风土民情还有国家文化这些的关系，所以有做了些微的调整，那才能够融入当地。那事实上对我来说是没有很大的差别的，可能有的只是一些枝节上的东西，比如说在禅宗心我们是素食不喝酒，那在日本的禅宗就我所知他们事实上是可以有肉食，然后也饮清酒的，那不过这些是枝节的地方。我觉得中国跟日本的禅法事实上相当类似于煮中国菜或煮日本菜，这个过程然后要达到的目标是都是一样的，唯一的不同只是一些食材或者一些步骤上的些微的不同。那像我们做的默照禅跟日本的 Shikantaza 就是只管打坐，事实上也都是类似的，所以有很多很多重叠的地方。
Oh, and I wanted to add, because I was sort of surprised, but to think about the question, we also practice at the Chan Center the Kongan method, which in Japanese is the koan method. So we practice similar to huge, but they have very different histories and cultural influences and literatures based on the various teachers who perpetuated the practice in their countries.
Right. As a lay practitioner.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I translate first? I can't hold that much.
Sure. I always forget too.
Yeah. Sorry. Just give me a few seconds. 那就像我们在禅中心，我们也有参话头或者是参公案，就跟日本他们也有同样有参公案的这一个修行方法。那两个这个分支呢，他们背后的一些历史或者是一些祖师的传承当然是不一样的，不过修行方法基本上是有雷同之处。 Please.
Oh, thank you. I know that, you know, since I'm here in Nanjing, I'm exposed to another point of view. As a lay practitioner and as a lay practitioner just really knowing about Zen, you know, I'm thinking that this is the middle path. This constitutes the middle path. It's not to abuse alcohol and not to abuse sex. This explanation was constituting the middle path. So I'm getting another view when you say not to abuse alcohol. Now I'm thinking that there's other viewpoints in the whole, you know, in the whole practice from one culture to the next.
I don't quite understand the question.
I'm interpreting right that you were saying that you understand the middle pathway and the importance of refraining from drinking and sexual excess, et cetera, et cetera. But so it's confusing what I said about other paths.
Right, right. What you said about not just in the Chan practice, don't drink alcohol, and then lay practitioners or they say that not to abuse it, which is you can drink, but not to abuse it, or you can have sex but not to abuse it. So, I mean, what is the Chan, and, you know, what is the Chan teaching on those vices, you know, as it encompasses the middle path? I know it's a, again, it's a little interesting.
No, no, it's okay. You want to? 他的问题是比较类似于在日本禅宗里面，他们说就是凡事不要过度，饮酒不要过度，然后如果有亲密的关系也不要过度，那他认为这对他来说就是所谓的中道。那我们反过来又说，在中国禅宗里面，我们是不饮酒，然后也有清净行的，那这些的话跟中道的关系又是什么呢？它似乎有点混淆了。
I would say, I mean, it's really too big a question for a couple of minutes, but I would say that the point of Chan practice is to know at every moment exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it, and not to fool yourself, and to know not only that, what the consequences are.From my own experience, you know, I used to have a little white wine and all, but when I started meditating, I could see that it made my mind kind of unclear and out of focus, I would say. It was very, the minute I sat on the cushion, I could tell, oh my heavens, I can't believe that the effect of, you know, a half a glass of Chablis. I stopped then and there because it was,so obvious. And so the middle path, again, and I'm not really a sutra expert, but I would say the middle path is to enable you to use the wisdom to lead a human life which is through the middle and not extreme, not in the extremes of asceticism or denial of life, but not the other opposite of indulgence as well. So it's more complicated than that, but I'm metaphorically saying that. But basically, the point is to know what you're doing exactly. Through the light of awareness, you're seeing clearly. And there are many roads to that, many methods, many countries, many practices that can lead to that. ButThis is the one that has been passed down and has been shown to be effective.
That's okay. 事实上，他这个关于中道的问题呢，在这简短的几分钟里面，很难能够充分的讲得很清楚。不过，只是要回到说禅修，禅修对我来说，它是一个它主要的目的是让我们。能够清清楚楚的知道我们在做什么 No problem 让我们能够很清楚的知道我们每一个当下我们的心念 的作用，然后我们在做什么，然后不要自欺欺人，那这是禅修最大的目的。那至于说如果说我们回到刚刚说饮不饮酒这个这件事情，我以前事实上也会喝一点红酒啊白酒的，可是当我开始做禅修以后，我发现我只喝了半杯 的白酒，那好像头脑就不清楚了，没有办法集中，不对焦。那自从我有这个亲身的体验以后，我就再也不饮酒了。虽然说我对佛经并不是这么的深入的了解，不过就我所知，所谓的中道是要用我们的智慧，然后好好的过这个人的生活，然后不走极端，也不从事苦行，可是也不见得是过度的纵欲享乐。那这是我所了解的中道。
Would somebody else like to ask a question? I forgot to share my mic. I'm not used to translating. Translation. But somebody else?Would somebody else like, or you can just talk, because I have a very loud voice, and Would anybody else like to join the discussion or ask a question about the movie or the comments? Yeah.
I'd like to see the whole movie.
Oh, well, we already, unfortunately, we saw the whole movie in the movie series, so I invite you to come on the second Saturday this November, and we're going to be seeing a Japanese movie about Japanese tradition and their family life and how it's called Still Walking. And so we see different movies from different traditions and see how they apply to chant practice.
有人说我的问题是我想要把这个整部电影看完。老师说很可惜我们已经看过了。所以邀请你们在十一月的时候，十一月的第二个礼拜再来，然后那个时候我们要看一部日本的禅宗的电影，看看禅宗的修行的日常生活。
Anybody else have a question?
还有其他的问题吗？
You know, oh, yeah, I realize now. See, I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking about what you were saying, and the actual thing in the moment was that she needed the mic. I was not attentive to the exact that moment, and it's really, truly, I was distracted. So,
that's okay.
Well, okay.
Here's another question.
Oh. Yeah.
No, in the film, when you just found on the point when the disciple was executed in meditation and he was seeing the hungry ghost, and he said that the teacher said he would not see the illuminated light until he gets rid of. Now, then, has he been practicing, or he just started like practicing, like he was already in a school or something?
Well, you know, it's actually, yeah, sorry.
问题是，那回到影片来说，刚刚妙月八在修行的时候，在打坐的时候呢，他似乎有很多看到一些恶鬼啊，一些魔王他们的影像。那他的老师是跟他说，What did the teacher say to him?
Teacher said, until you get rid of those kind of ghosts.
Got it. 那老师说，你如果不放下这些影像的话呢，你就没有办法看到。这个让这个光展现出来。那他的问题是说，这个你可不可以再解释多一点呢？因为日发他让他这样子打坐是已经做很久了吗？还是怎么样？可不可以再多做一些说明？
I wanted to say something that I noticed how really interesting what the teacher says is when he arrives. The teacher says, "I never look behind me." That's shock. That's one of those Zen things that hits you over the head, and it's just exactly what we're saying, that he never looks behind. The past is gone. Boom. Forward. And then he says, I knew you were coming. So, and he knows this from some connection and knowledge that isn't ordinary. So, by being tuned into the moment and tuned into the knowledge available, he's able to understand what's happening and what can happen.
我要跟你分享我看到的其中有一个部分，就是当密勒日巴跟他的伙伴刚抵达老师的住所的时候，老师他的第一句话是说，我从来不向后看，我从来不转头向后看。那这句话呢，对我来说影响很大。它就是一个非常很有禅味的一句话，代表说他从来不回头看过去发生的事情，不往后看。那可是他同时，他的这个师父，他的第二句话又是说：“我知道你要来了，我已经知道，事先就知道你要来了。”那这个也是代表说，因为这个师父能够活在当下，然后似乎他能够跟这个宇宙的很多信息结合，所以他能够有这个资讯，知道说密勒日巴他已经要来了。
I just want to finish that. Does he see some evidence of the illuminated light as he's fighting these hungry ghosts in his mind as he's getting to that place?
Can you repeat the question, please?
And he's writing the Atomic Dose in his mind, and he sees some evidence of the illumined light of his mind as he's practicing, or is it at the end when he's finished that he has a pure illumined light, or is he seeing evidence of that light?
So sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel thing, whether he had a glimpse of that?
Yeah.
Okay. 问题是当因为日巴他正在打坐，然后跟他的这些心魔缠斗的时候呢，那他关注的问题是一直说这个光，那密日巴他心是不是已经有感应说有这个光的会展现出来，知道说哎这个事情快要发生了，还是说一直到最后这个光才整个展现出来？
Admittedly, this is a one scene in one movie, real condensed. But usually the path of Chan practice is gradual. And if you keep practicing, all of a sudden, you will at some point see that your usual way of doing things is very different from what it could be. So you have glimpses, or a moment of experience, or calm, or some kind of thing which kind of makes you continue on because you realize that there's a very different possible way of experiencing things.
当然这只是电影的一幕，它是一个非常非常浓缩的，不过回到禅法禅修，它这一个过程是非常渐进式的，所以在这个禅修的过程中渐渐进入，你会慢慢的有所体会，会有体会到有时候会有很宁静，或者有时候你会忽然看到说原来我做事的方法是可以再做修正的，是可以做得更好的，那这个是渐渐的会有不同的体会。
And actually to tie it up today, it's a shocking experience when your mind shuts up for 1 minute, 2 minutes, a whole sitting. It is such a radically, that's why I'm so dramatic, it's such a radically different way of living, that is the initial shock as you begin to meditate. 1 minute, and it's like your body relaxes and you're free from this craziness.
今天做个总结，事实上当你在禅修的时候，即使说只有片刻的或只有一分钟的，你的思绪安静下来，安定下来了，片刻的宁静，这个经验事实上都已经是非常的难得，对我们日常生活一般我们所熟悉的，这个是一件非常惊天动地的事情，就是我们从来没有经历过脑筋有片刻的休息，那如果有一分钟两分钟或者甚至一炷香的时间安定下来的话，这是一个非常好的非常好的体验。
But since we're all legitimately hungry and they're serving us incredible Chinese cuisine, start your Ghostbusters this week, but let's quiet our thoughts and minds and enjoy the Chan lunch. But they have a service.
那既然大家好像都饿了，然后他们楼下在煮非常非常好吃的中国素食，那接下来这个礼拜呢，我们继续的在关注自己的心念。不过这个当下，让我们安静下来，好好的体会这个禅悦为食的这个素食。那谢谢大家，
谢谢，谢谢，thank you, thanks for coming. So,
现在会有舞共。Now we're going to perform the lunch offering service.
今天谢谢Lindsay 还有 Ian 他们的这个精神演讲。那我们现在麻烦请各位收一下椅子，舞团最后两排的椅子，请大家帮忙拿到楼下，其他的椅子请靠两边的墙壁然后那个方便也要收起来。We need someone to help us to put the square cushion away.We're going to keep the round cushions and the towels, okay, and some chairs here for this afternoon's activity. So
帮我搜一下，
对，
好。